Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho. The Cisco Tip.
Listen to just a few of the things you can do without a cigarette.
You can breathe a little better without one.
And you can jog a little further without one.
You can hit a sizzling grounder.
Swim and never flounder, even sleep a little sounder
without one. You can graduate with honors without one.
Why, you can soar the wild blue yonder without one.
You can rise to any height.
Never stopping once to light
a cigarette. So get along without one.
Yes, think of the things you can do without a cigarette. They tie up your hands, for one thing. They also cut down your wind and increase your heartbeat. So whatever it is you want to do in life, do it better, do it longer, do it without a cigarette.
And now whatever you aspire, you can do if you desire, without setting fire to a cigarette.
Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
The Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Jail Rush. The practice of outlaws levying tribute on honest men through the weapon of fear is nearly as old as crime itself. As with other eras, the history of crime in the Old West provides us examples of this method of extortion. And so it is that on a summer morning, we find rancher Bud Hatfield riding post-haste to the neighboring ranch of Sedge Moore.
And blast again, the gunman. Time somebody wipes him out.
Whoa. Howdy, Sed.
Morning, Bud. Hey, by the looks of that horse, you've been doing some hard riding.
Yes, so I have. Thorpe James is on his way here.
How do you know?
My boy was in town early this morning, Sed, in the cafe. Thorpe was in there, too, with some of them gun-toting mavericks of his. Young Bud heard him say they was coming out here. So I thought I'd ride over and give you warning.
Well, thanks, Bud. I know what he's coming for. Money. For not rustling my cattle. Well, I'm getting fed up with paying out blood money to that scavenger.
Yeah, and so's everybody else around here.
Hey, here he comes with 2, 4, 6 of his men.
Yep.
Might as well have the showdown right now. What do you want, Thorpe?
First thing I want is to talk to you in private. On your way, Hatfield.
That ain't for you to say, Thorpe.
On your way, do you understand? I ain't fooling. Now get on this horse and get out of here quick.
Better do as he says, Bud. I don't want you to get into trouble.
I'll stay if you want me to, Sid.
Nope.
All right. Whoa,
city boy. Get up! Yeah, that Hatfield hombre's getting too big for his boots, Thorpe.
Yeah, I know he is, Blaze. We'll keep an eye on him. Now you, Sed, walk over $200.
I don't figure I will this month.
What?
You heard what I said. I'm paying you no more protection money.
Blaze, come in.
Be right with you, boss.
You hear what this hombre said, Blaze?
I heard him.
What do you think we better do about it?
I know what I'd do about it, Thorpe. Been a long time since these guns of mine had any action.
Now, Sed, what about it? Want to pay that money now?
No.
Oh, it's too bad. I hate to kill a man on a fine morning like this, but... All right, Blaze.
Wait! I ain't armed. You gotta give me a chance.
I said all right, Blaze.
All right it is, boss.
No! No! No!
I figure when word gets round that something happened to Sedge, the rest of these ranches will pay up quick.
Hey, stop! Bud Hatfield saw that shooting. He reined in his horse up on that rise and looked back. He's still there.
I thought he'd gotten out of sight.
Heaven ought to leave a witness alive, boss.
Yeah, you're right, Blake. Look, you and the rest of the boys stay here. A couple of you bury the body. I'm going after Hatfield alone. Gun him down and fill him full of lead.
Psycho. What that word again, Cisco?
The word is psychology, Pancho.
Psycho. You sound like a sneeze, Cisco.
As I told you, amigo, psychology is a science of the mind.
Oh?
To tell you all over again, you and I are riding back to the town of Twin Oaks because we heard the bandido, Thorpe James, is demanding tribute from the rancheros.
Si, tribute from the rancheros.
And I was trying to explain to you the psychology of fear that makes the rancheros pay.
But, Pancho think those rancheros just afraid of bullets, Cisco.
Getting down to facts. That is the case, amigo.
Anyway, it's good to get back to Twin Oaks, Cisco. We've not been there for a long time, no?
A long time indeed.
Uh-huh.
But I think all our friends, Senor Morris, Senor Bud Hatfield, and the rest of them are still here.
Oh, right, come now, Cisco. Pancho think it look like Senor Bud Hatfield.
Sure it is. Hold up. Oh,
look. Oh, look. Now he see us, Cisco. He swing this way.
Yeah. Hola, hola. Well, buenos dias, Señor Bud.
Buenos dias, Señor Bud.
Oh, be doggone if it ain't the Cisco Kid and Pancho. Sure, I'm glad to see you too, but I can't stop to talk. Thorpe James is after me.
What for, Señor Bud?
I just saw him gun down Sedge Morris.
He killed Señor Sedge?
Pancho, Pancho, not like this.
He shot him down in cold blood. Blaze Hardrup did the shooting, but Thorpe ordered it. Here he comes now.
Are you sure about these killings, Senor Bud?
I tell you, I saw it, Cisco. That's why he's after me. Now, I've got to be right.
One moment. You tell the sheriff about this, Senor.
Si, tell the sheriff.
Pancho and I will bring in this Thorpe James. Have the sheriff prepared.
That sheriff can't never make up his mind about nothing, Cisco. I'm going to round up some of the ranches.
Tell the sheriff just the same.
All right. Get up, boss.
Trouble just like that, Cisco. Cisco and Pancho get into troubles with no trouble.
It does seem that way, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Bring your horse across the trail, amigo. Quickly.
Si, Cisco. Logo, close it.
Come on, come on, come on.
Oh. Hombre, look tough, Cisco.
Si. That Thorpe hombre is bad all the way through.
Get out of the way or so help me out.
You are what, Thorpe?
Oh, Cisco.
Si. Keep your hands away from those guns of yours, hombre.
Pancho, what you do, hombre?
Get out of the way. I'm in a hurry.
Hand over your gun, Thorpe.
Hand over nothing, by
Pancho! Perhaps this gun of mine will convince you. I just heard that you ordered the murder of Senor Sedge Morris.
That's a lie.
We will see about that. At the sheriff's office. The guns, hombre. Be careful how you hand them over.
All right.
Pancho.
Huh?
Get a rope around these hombres' waist.
Hey, look.
Quieto.
Quieto, you.
Time up, Pancho.
Si.
Just in case he tries to make a break while we are taking him in.
Oh, boy. Hey, Sheriff, open your eyes. Wake up.
What was that?
Come on, get up off that cart. You got work to do.
Howdy, Bud. I generally like to take a little cat nap this time of day. What's the matter?
Cisco Kid told me to tell you he's bringing in Thorpe James.
Cisco? I never met him.
Well, you will. Probably on his way in here now. He wants you to get a cell ready for Thorpe.
A cell, huh? Well, all right. Say, wait a minute. Who's the sheriff around here anyway? Cisco or me?
Sheriff, Thorpe killed Sedge Morris this morning.
Thorpe did?
Well, Blaze Hardrup shot him on Thorpe's orders. So you better go get Blaze, too.
All right,
Hey, here comes Cisco now.
Hey, Joe. They have got Thorpe, ain't they?
Yeah, when Cisco tells you anything, you can make up your mind it's going to come to pass.
Hey, deputy.
Yeah.
Open up number 2 cell and get it ready for a prisoner.
All right,
Jim. Oh,
Howdy, Cisco.
Turn this hombre over to you for the murder of Sid Morris. Your witness is Senor Bud Hatfield.
That's right.
Did you eyewitness it, Bud?
I sure did. You look pretty good with that rope around your middle, Thorpe. You look a lot better with it around your neck.
Poncho, take the rope off the hombre now, Cisco.
Hey, Poncho.
Deputy, take this hombre.
Yep. Keep going, Thorpe. Get up.
That's good work, Cisco. I'll be seeing you later on.
Si, Senor Bud.
I don't know if we're going to be able to keep Thorpe in this jail or not. It's pretty ramshackle.
Then I would take him over to the county jail, Sheriff.
I'll think it over.
It's good to take Cisco's advice, Sheriff.
We'll see.
Better leave him right where he is in that jail, Sheriff. Don't worry. He won't be there long. Get up.
I do not like what Senor Bud just said, but...
Pancho thinks Senor Bud get a gang of vigilantes, Cisco.
I'm afraid so, Pancho.
I'm afraid so, too. It ain't going to be no time at all for Blaze Hardrup and the rest of them bandits ride in here to bust Thorpe loose from jail. I don't like any part of it.
Ed Harrison.
What you want, Bud?
Saddle up and get your guns on, Ed. Thorpe's in the town lockup, so now's our chance to get him. I'm riding off to tell all the ranchers, so saddle up.
I sure will.
Now meet us down by the river. I'll be back as soon as I get Donovan and Blake. Yeah.
Now, Cisco kid took our boss Thorpe to the lockup, huh? Are you going to stand for that, boy? No, you bet we ain't. We'll get Thorpe out of there, and then we'll get that Cisco kid. All right, let's go!
I tell you, Cisco, there's going to be the doggonest gun war these parts ever saw.
That is just exactly why you had better get Thorpe to the county jail as quickly as you can, Senor Sheriff. The walls of that jail are made of thick, heavy adobe, while the walls of this jail...
They look like paper to Pancho, Cisco.
They might as well be.
Yeah, I guess Pratt should have taken them over there for now, Cisco.
It may not be too late yet, Sheriff.
I'm afraid it is. But anyway, Cisco, I feel better. Now I got you and Pancho sworn as my deputies.
Bullets come through these walls like anything, no?
Si, Pancho. We are taking orders from the sheriff now.
Si.
I'll go make sure the prisoner is still there.
Cisco now should take orders from the sheriff, Cisco. The sheriff should take orders from Cisco, Cisco.
We'll see how things go, amigo.
Can't you think they go boom, boom, bang?
What is that?
Horses, Cisco.
Madre mía. These are rancheros, Pancho. I'm out of them. Look.
Say your bud get them together, Cisco. He'll ride at the head of them.
Si. The sheriff is out in the back of the jail. I better go talk to them before they get too close.
That
is there now, senores. Drive your horses right where they are.
We're here to take Thorpe off your hands, Cisco.
There is no chance of that, Senor Bud. You will let the law deal with the prisoner.
Cisco, I'm a good friend of yours. So are most of these men with me. But we're going to have Thorpe.
No, you are not. Not unless you kill us first. And we do not plan to be killed. You will come no closer to the jail.
Cisco, bandidos come. That is good.
Coyotes. Let's take cover. Give it back for us.
Cisco! The jail
right
in the middle of the fire!
I'll be right there, Pancho. Madre mía, this is a bad spot. And we are in for a hot time. There is no mistake about that.
And with the old ramshackle jail directly in line of fire between the ranchers and the outlaws, our friends are in for a hot time. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Great, oh, hey, oh.
moments for young Americans. We're happy to have with us today one of the country's top young singers, Johnny Killigrew. Welcome to our show, Johnny.
Thank you very much.
I understand you've just returned from a tour of South America, Johnny.
Correctamente. Hola, ¿cómo está? Yes.
What did you do while down there?
Did a lot of engagements, personal appearances, and something a little bit new, a show called the Johnny Tillotson Show, which was a scripted, you might say, musical comedy show about an American singer that comes down to South America.
How did you find audience reception there?
Wonderful. They're very kind. They would bring you flowers up to the stage.
What would you say has been a great moment for you in your career, Johnny?
Well, I've had a lot, and it's difficult to remember them. I would say the first one that I ever considered at the moment was when I learned that a song I recorded some years ago called Poetry in Motion was number one in England, although I'd never appeared there.
Certainly a satisfying moment for any singer, Johnny. Now, what about you young women listening? You know, nursing is a career that really is full of great moments of satisfaction. And young women can now get a helping hand toward that career from the United States Army. If you qualify, the Army will provide financial aid at the university or nursing school of your choice. You can get a monthly salary, allowances for room and board, and other benefits for as much as 2 years of your nursing education. Ask your local Army recruiter how you can get financial assistance for your nursing career goal. Johnny Tillotson, it was a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hugh, thank you.
Great Moments for Young Americans was furnished by the United States Army. This is Hugh Downs reminding you that if you're good enough to get in, a proud future can be yours. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Jail Rush. The resentment of the ranchers of Twin Oaks County at having to pay tribute to the outlaw Thorpe James or have their cattle rustled boiled over when Thorpe and a henchman, Blaze Hardrup, shot down rancher Sedge Morse in cold blood. So much so that after Cisco brought Thorpe to the town jail, the ranchers made up a lynching party and rode to the jail. Simultaneously, Blaze and the bandits' gang arrived and immediately opened fire. And now, in the ramshackle building...
Cisco! Cisco, hurry up! Get back to the jail!
Sandra, those bullets were humming about my head like bees.
It's bad, Cisco. This building right in the line of the fire, no?
Hey, keep down, Pancho.
What say your boots say, huh?
Those rancheros have made up their minds to lynch Thorpe, Pancho.
Oh?
Hey, what the fuck is going on here?
We're right in the line of fire, Sheriff. If I were you, I would not go near that window.
Oh, I ain't afraid, Cisco.
It's not a question of being afraid. It's a matter of common sense.
Well, I'll take a look out this
way. Santo, Cisco! The sheriff hits. He killed Pancho, think?
Say, I'm afraid there is nothing we can do for him now. Where's that first deputy?
Pancho not know. Pancho not see him since he take that short hombre to the jail.
What say we rush to the jail, boys?
Father Mayor, something must be done and quickly.
Pancho think that psycho...
Pancho, that is it.
Huh?
Psychology. We'll send your butt officially on the side of the law. Things will be easier.
But Cisco, you not go out into those bullets again.
Hey, Pancho, you stay here.
Cisco!
Stay here!
Now let's go, boys.
Come on, senores. Stay where you are.
What do you want, Cisco?
Down, behind these rocks on your butt. Do not expose yourself to the fire of those banditos.
All right. What do you want? You ready to turn Thorpe over to us?
I'm here to ask your help, senor butt. The sheriff has been shot and killed.
No.
Stay. And I suppose I am officially the sheriff for the time being.
Well?
I want to swear you in as a deputy, Senor Bud.
As a deputy? But look here.
There is no time to argue about it. I have told you, Pancho and I need your help. Will you let me swear you in as a deputy?
Well, yeah, if you're in trouble, Cisco.
Very well. Tell your men to stay here and you come with me.
Yep. Stay behind this cover, boys.
Bueno. Let us get back to the jailhouse, Senor Bud, before those banditos try to rush the jail.
Right where we want him now. He left the jailhouse and gone over to them ranchers. The If we can pin him down with rifle fire and keep him from getting back to that jailhouse, we can spring Thorpe. Give me that crowbar, Slim. The rest of you, hombre, send Cisco down. If you get a chance, drill him.
Cisco! Cisco! Bandito!
Hey, Pancho!
You sure ain't gonna stop, Cisco. All right, come on. Let's go, boy.
Cisco! Cisco!
Come on, Senor Bud. We've got to get back to that jail.
Oh, wait a minute, Cisco. I figure I got as much nerve as the next man. But it'd be just plain suicide to walk out in that hail of bullets. They're concentrating their fire on us.
And I will go by myself. Those banditos are rushing the jail. I cannot leave Pancho there to face them alone.
Cisco! Cisco!
Canto, he's running out to try to stop them by himself.
Pancho, do his best, Cisco!
Oh, Scott Pancho went down, Cisco.
Coyotes. Those murdering butters.
All right, Cisco, I'll go with you.
Then come on. They tell Pancho will be a sorry day for that hombre blaze. Are you hit, senor?
No, it's all right, Cisco. Bullet just grazed me. Keep going.
Those banditos are in the jail. Madre mia, I must attend to Pancho. Pancho.
Pancho, all right, Cisco. Pancho not hit hard. Pancho think he play possum till Cisco get here.
Did you get hit at all, Pancho?
Bullet hit Pancho in the arm. Up here, not a bad hit, Cisco. Pancho, get up and come with you.
Then come on. Into the jail.
We're too late, Cisco. They sprung Thorpe loose.
I'm not so sure of that. Let us go out in the cell block and see.
Now come on, Thorpe. Let's get out of here.
Stop it. They just run away, Cisco.
Yeah, it's too late.
I ain't got him away from you, Cisco. If you want him back, come and get him.
Yeah. Pancho, think Cisco gets mad now?
Hey, Pancho, you all right? I'm going to come after you, Blaze.
Yeah, come on, Cisco. I'll wait for you.
Now, look, Cisco, I'll go get the ranchers. I can deploy them out so as they can surround those bandits and gun them down. All but Thorpe will take him alive.
No, Senor Bud, that is not the way we will do it. I am going after that Thorpe hombre by myself.
I'm going to get the ranchers, Cisco.
Senor Bud, listen to me. I swore you in as a deputy sheriff. You are now sworn to uphold the law. So if any thought of lynching that Thorpe hombre remains in your mind, get it out.
Well, what do you want me to do, Cisco?
I want you to stay here with Pancho. Keep firing your guns to draw the attention of the banditos as much as possible.
What'd you do, Cisco? What'd you do, huh?
I am going out the back door of the jail.
Huh?
Then I'm going to circle around through those trees and come up behind those banditos to take them by surprise.
Oh, Cisco, you're crazy. You won't have a chance.
The element of surprise is sometimes worth a dozen men, senor. They will not expect one man to attack them. Remember now, keep up the firing.
Adios.
Better get out of here at that, Thorpe.
No, we're staying right here, Blaze. We ain't giving away a step for either Cisco or them ranchers. I'll teach him who's running things around here.
Yeah, but I don't like the way Cisco's acting.
What do you mean you don't like the way he's acting? Cisco ain't doing a thing right now.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. Cisco don't like to sit still and wait.
We're staying here. Do you understand? Now, shut up.
You hombres rush this jail again, no? You rush this jail again. We fix you.
It's all right, Yellow Belly Cisco, to come on. Here, if he's coming, we'll fix him good and plenty.
Cisco's already here. Oh,
look out behind you.
It will keep you quiet for a few minutes, Thorpe. Now, you, Blaze.
Give me that gun. I'll give you nothing. Gun him down, boys. Gun him down.
Since I'm using you as a shield only, they cannot fire without hitting you, too. I will take those guns of
yours. Cisco, look out. You're choking me.
Quieto, or I will do more than choke you. Tell these banditos to throw down their guns and get their hands in the air.
Better do as Cisco says, boys.
Yeah, Cisco says nothing. We're getting out of here. We ain't going to no jail. Come on, boys.
Very well, let them go. We can round them up later. The main thing now is that we have you and that Thorpe hombre.
Pancho, the hombre's on the way, Cisco. You all right, huh?
Si, Pancho. But I will feel even better just as soon as I get the handcuffs on this bandito. Pancho. You and Senor Bud can take care of Thorpe.
See?
Put the handcuffs on him, too.
Uh-huh.
And this time, we will make sure he is placed in a jail that has good, strong walls.
I don't think your hombres will make another attempt to get him out, Cisco. You got the two ringleaders right here.
See, and very shortly, we are going after the rest of them.
Pancho, think I work all over now, Cisco?
That remains to be seen, Pancho. I'm not so sure. Some of those rancheros looked ugly when they rode up to the jail. I doubt if dodging a lot of bullets has improved their temper. But we will get these prisoners over to the county jail right away.
Hey, Cisco,
What do you want, Padrino?
Them ranchers. They're all coming over here. No, don't let them get us, Cisco. For love of heaven, don't let them get us. They'll string us up.
We won't give you no trouble, Cisco. Just don't let them get the hand.
Roger. Hey, here, Bud.
Uh-huh.
Take the prisoners over among those trees where they will be protected from any shooting that may occur. And if I cannot hold these ranchers myself, I call upon you to protect the prisoners.
Yes, Cisco, we do the best we can.
Get moving, you two.
Hey, they're getting away.
Just a moment, senores. Stand where you are.
We want them two prisoners, Cisco, and we aim to get them.
Senores, I want you to listen to me. I understand how you feel. I understand that you want revenge on these two killers. Look, you are law-abiding men, all of you. You men made the law in this county. And if you break the law, who will uphold it? Now, the best advice I can give you is for all of you to return to your homes and let the law take its course with these two prisoners.
It ain't no use talking, Cisco. We want them prisoners.
Very well, senor. You can have them on one condition. Walk out apart from the rest of your friends so they will not be hit by any bullets.
Bullets?
That is what I said. For if you want those prisoners, you are going to have to kill me first to get them. If you wish to fight me on that basis, senor, you may draw your guns any time you wish. I am ready for you. Well? You say nothing. Go ahead, draw your guns.
Well, no, Cisco, I don't figure I will.
Very well. Then step aside, senor. Now, would any of the rest of you like the same chance? Speak up if you do. Gracias, senores. I'm very happy at your decision not to fight. For I am afraid that today my aim would have been very poor. Go back to your home, senores. I promise you, you will have no more trouble with those banderas.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. What and where, Cisco? Psycho.
Psychology, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Psychology is a good word, Cisco. It's a very good word. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
All those other bandidos leave the county, no?
Si, amigo, I believe they did. At least, there's no sign of them anywhere within the county.
It's a good thing.
Si, si. It's also a good thing that Senor Bud was made the acting sheriff until the time of the next election.
He your brother a good senor, Cisco.
Oh, si, he is, Pancho.
And Senor Bud got a good cook, too, Cisco.
Oh, you mean Elenita?
Si, Senorita Elenita. Is she a pretty señorita, too, Cisco?
Yes, pretty, Chico, yes. But what are you giggling and blushing about?
No, Pancho doesn't know, Cisco.
Oh, come now, Pancho. Tell me, what are you giggling and blushing about? Is it because you took señorita Elenita some flowers last night?
Si, Cisco.
I thought that might be the reason. Well, what did the señorita say when you gave her the flowers, amigo?
She not say nothing, Cisco.
Not even a word?
No. She just throw her arms around Pancho. She kissed Pancho.
Oh. And what did you do then, Pancho?
Pancho get up and start for the door, Cisco.
After she kissed you, you got up and started for the door?
Cisco.
Well, what did she say to that, amigo?
She said, where'd you go, Pancho?
And then what do you say?
Pancho say, Pancho go for more flowers, señorita.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Hey,
Hey, Bill. Bill Edwards.
What do you say, Frank?
Man, I hardly recognize you. You look great.
Thanks.
What have you been doing anyway?
Well, you remember how I used to walk a mile for a cigarette?
Yeah.
Now I'm walking a mile instead of a cigarette.
Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and death.
Again, for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.